Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Kathy Powell. So I want to turn it to you, which is what we normally do on this. How did you first get involved with Water Follies, and what led to you becoming the executive director?
So I started volunteering in 1994, and it was pretty easy duty. My job was to hang out in an air-conditioned trailer and get the boat teams and the drivers to sign the waivers. And that was pretty cool duty because, you know, the handsome, unlimited drivers and everything that was going on in the pit. So it was a lot of fun. I started doing that in 94. I had been working out on the Hanford site for about 20 years, working in special projects. In 2005, I was laid off. So I was trying to decide what it was I wanted to do. And the Water Follies was struggling. They were having trouble paying their bills. They were having trouble getting sponsorships. And so I put together a proposal and I said, you know, I think I can turn this around. And it seemed easy enough. It was, schedule, budget. What more was it? So I put that in. They brought me on board as the executive director. And I can tell you, it's certainly more than budget and schedule. But it's been great. We got her turned around, going in the right direction.
On another local note, what impact will a new player on the circuit and a local one at that with Strong Racing have both for our local Water Follies, but also on the H1 Tour as well?
Oh, yeah. Daryl Strong coming on board with two unlimited hydroplanes and amazing hydroplanes at that. He has spared no expense in getting those turbines up and going and ready to just... they're going to be crazy. It's good. He brings in a new spirit. He brings in new money. And he has a lot of influence in local businesses and businesses around our state and region. And he's very excited. And he's very excited to get those acquaintances and business partners he has engaged in unlimited hydroplane racing. So I think it's going to be pretty fantastic having Daryl on board.
Good. We do too. We had Daryl in a few weeks ago, and the stuff he shared is just amazing what he's done. So,
yeah.
So, Kathy, we're going to wrap this up with what we call our quick three. I'm going to ask you, this is almost game show like. I'm going to give you three questions, and I just need your rapid fire answer.
Okay.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
Anything on the water.
Where is your favorite vacation or getaway?
I like warm blue oceans and beaches, so probably Mexico.
And what is the best job you ever had? And executive director of the Tri-Cities Water Follies is not the correct answer.
I think that's it, though. But, okay, so a side piece of that. I love working with the military. I enjoy it so much. And so working with the air show teams, specifically the drive-in air show we did last year, was so crazy amazing. So, okay, not executive director, but air show person.
Okay. One last plug I want you to give. Where can people get information and get tickets for this year's Water Follies?
Our tickets should be going on sale actually the beginning of next week. We're doing it online, so you can go to waterfollies.com and purchase those tickets online.
Kathy, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your Tri-Cities hometown story.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.